Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Glad that you're with us here on this Thursday. One of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible is Isaiah 9 and verse 6. It says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." David Holland, I got to tell you, I'm excited about the fact that Derek is going to be teaching us today about this two-word phrase, Wonderful Counselor.
Absolutely. And you know, has there ever been a more glorious conjunction of words and music than when Handel took that verse of Scripture and put it to music in the Messiah and the Hallelujah chorus? What an extraordinary thing that is. But that's precisely what's happening here, Stephen. Derek is, as we're in the countdown to Christmas, Derek is going to take us through the names of the Messiah that are mentioned in that verse of Scripture you just gave. And later on in this program, we're going to make people aware of a special resource we have that will make their Christmas even that much more meaningful. So you'll want to be on the listen for that as well.
Well, you know, it's just about 5 days out from Christmas. A lot of folks are busy running around Christmas shopping and baking and getting ready for trips and so on. But I'm hoping our program this week allows an opportunity for people to really meditate on some of these great themes of the Christmas story.
Absolutely. What a tragedy it would be to go through the next few days and miss Christ in Christmas.
Well, let's get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us about Jesus as the Wonderful Counselor.
Personally, I love the Christmas season. In countries where it is publicly honored and celebrated, it generates something special in the atmosphere, different from all other seasons. In my own life, I can remember as a young person, even though I was at that time an unbeliever and far from God, each year the Christmas season touched my heart with special emotions, emotions that I couldn't explain, emotions that I partly desired and partly feared. Somehow I was reminded of a missing dimension in my life, something that I needed to make me a complete person. Sad to say, these emotions didn't last long into the new year. Nevertheless, I never totally forgot them. They were always there somewhere in the background. It's my sincere desire for each one of you, my listeners, that this Christmas season may be truly blessed, and furthermore that its blessings may not prove transient. However, to receive the true and abiding blessings of Christmas, one thing is essential, that we keep Christ at the center of Christmas. Without Christ, Christmas loses any real or permanent significance. Unfortunately for many people in our contemporary Western culture, Christmas is associated with materialism, commercialism, and self-indulgence. The Scripture has a very clear warning for us about this. It's in Galatians 6:8. "For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life." You see, in all our actions, our words, our thoughts, the way we spend our time, the way we spend our money, we're always sowing something that we're going to get back when we reap it. And the Scripture says we can sow to the flesh, to the carnal, to the material, to self, and we'll only reap corruption, disappointment, frustration. But if we sow to the Spirit of God, we'll reap to eternal life. We'll have a richer and fuller and more abundant life, the kind of life that Jesus came to bring us. So, in order not to suffer this frustration of reaping from the flesh, we have to sow to the Spirit. And at Christmas time, one special way to do this is to keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus. The purpose of my talks this week is to help you to do this. For this purpose, the theme I've chosen is Titles of Jesus. We need to understand that in the Bible, names or titles are always significant. Every biblical name has a specific meaning, often including a title of God. And in addition, it often indicates something special about the character or destiny of the person to whom it is given. This applies particularly to the many titles given to Jesus. Each tells us something special and important about Jesus himself. Out of the many titles given to Jesus, I've chosen certain ones to share with you, which I believe will specially bless you at this Christmas season. The first title of Jesus I'm going to speak about is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, where it says this, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Notice how accurate this prophecy is. Two different expressions are used. It says a child will be born, but it says a son will be given. You see, Jesus did not come into existence at the time of his human birth. He's eternal. He's the eternal Son of God. He was not born as the Son of God. He was given as the Son of God. But in human history, he was born as a child. See how accurate that is. Now, in connection with this wonderful prophecy, which is so real for us, especially at the Christmas season, we find that four titles are here given. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Isn't it remarkable that this child in Scripture is actually called Mighty God? Who could that be but Jesus? The title that I want to speak about from that verse today is Wonderful Counselor. And I'd like to compare with that another prophecy about the coming Messiah, also from Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. "Then a shoot will spring up from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Later on in these talks, I'm going to take that title, Messiah, and explain what it means, the Anointed One. But here is the prediction of the Messiah, the one on whom the Spirit of the Lord will rest in its fullness. And particularly there are emphasized those aspects which make him the Wonderful Counselor. The words specially to be noted here are wisdom, understanding, counsel, and knowledge. I was in a certain place once preaching, and the pastor there spoke about Jesus, and he gave him a description I'd never heard before, but it stuck with me. He said, "Jesus is the man with the plan." I say amen to that. Jesus is the man with the plan. He's the counselor. He's the one who has the answers. He's the one who can show you what to do when nobody else can show you. And when you've come to the end of your own wits and your own resources, remember, there's a Wonderful Counselor.
You know, I hope you'll really pay attention this Christmas week to the names of Jesus that are given in the Bible. Because when you consider that the person who has come to dwell in your heart if you're born again, the person whom you worship in church and with whom you walk throughout your life, is called and actually is Wonderful Counselor, Intelligent Counselor, Astute Counselor, Anointed Counselor. He's there to give you counsel and to be one whom you know as a source of wisdom for your life. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through His Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing, yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their nine adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas, stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials. That message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261.
In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us today. And if you've been with us this week, you know that we're dealing with a marvelous teaching by Derek Prince on the way God disguises himself, the way he reveals himself in different personas. And today we're learning about Jesus as the wonderful counselor. We're just about to learn about the kind of counsel Jesus gives. I got to tell you, I need counsel from God. I imagine you do too. Let's listen.
I was in a certain place once preaching, and the pastor there spoke about Jesus, and he gave him a description I'd never heard before, but it stuck with me. He said, Jesus is the man with the plan. I say amen to that. Jesus is the man with the plan. He's the counselor. He's the one who has the answers. He's the one who can show you what to do when nobody else can show you. And when you've come to the end of your own wits and your own resources, remember, there's a wonderful counselor. Let me say a little bit about that word, wonderful. It's used various times and places in the Bible. It always suggests something supernatural, marvelous, supernatural. And so in this picture of Jesus, the wonderful counselor, I think we see certain elements. First of all, it's on a supernatural level. It's above mere psychology and human counseling, however helpful that may be. Secondly, it includes discernment. Jesus sees right to the heart of every problem and every person. And thirdly, it includes direction. He has the answer. Not only does he see the problem, but he offers the solution. I want you to look with me at two pictures of Jesus as the wonderful counselor that are found in the Gospels. The first describes the calling of his first disciples. It's recorded in Matthew 4, verses 18 through 20. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. Out of all the potential disciples that were there, Jesus picked on two men who were simple, plain fishermen. No great education, no association with the priestly or with the teachers of the law, just plain fishermen. But Jesus, the wonderful counselor, saw something in those men, and he knew what he could make out of them. So he said, if you'll commit yourself to me, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. We need to understand the important thing in our relationship to Jesus is not what we are when we start, but what he's going to make us. And his wonderful counsel sees in each one who comes to him what they can be if they yield to him. The second picture is the rich young ruler in Mark 10, 17 through 22. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. You see how Jesus looked right into the heart of that young man? He loved him. He wanted the best for him, but he had to tell him the truth. And he said, I've kept all the commandments. Interestingly enough, the commandment not to covet is not mentioned there. And Jesus saw there was just one barrier between him and what God had for that young man, and that was his possessions. He was bound by the material. Jesus looked right down into his heart. He said, there's just one thing you'll have to do. Sell all you have and follow me. Jesus didn't say that to everybody, because he knew the particular hindrance in each life. But to this young man he said, money and possessions are your hindrance. If you want what I have to offer, you'll have to let them go. So if you have a problem or a need, remember there is a wonderful counselor, Jesus. His office is open 24 hours a day. Don't be afraid to go to him.
What a great statement by Derek. An important thing in our relationship to Jesus is not what we are when we start, but what he's going to make us. You know, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He sees us in terms of the end product. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows the end from the beginning. And he doesn't see us in terms of our flaws and our failures. He sees us in terms of the glorious creature he's making us to be. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through his son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas, stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials. That message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're joining us. And joining me here in the studio is David Holland, who's one of our producers and also a man who brings just great depth and wisdom to the things that we're learning from Derek Prince. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you. You know, I want to remind people that you're voice is a little weary right now. You've been doing a lot of public speaking. You've been doing a lot of interviews and the like, all in for the cause of the kingdom and for very good causes. But it has strained your voice a little bit. You're in good health.
Yeah.
But if people hear a little bit of a raggedness around the edges of your voice, that's what's going on.
Well, I want him to pray for me, but I don't want him to be concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, coming out of the teaching that we've been hearing today, I want to really pray for folks today, and we'll do that before we come to the end of our time together, that they're able to recognize God's coming in their life. You know, I'm convinced that God is more active in people's lives than they realize, speaking to them, dealing with them, revealing himself, trying to lead them. I think a lot of people live their lives with a sense that God doesn't talk to them, God's not interested in them, he's off talking to big name preachers or something, but he's not really involved in their lives. And I'm not convinced that's true. In fact, I have sat many, many times as a pastor with people who say, God never speaks to me. And when they begin to talk about their experiences and these quote-unquote coincidences, it's obvious right off the bat that God is reaching to them every single moment. And that's what I want to have people's eyes open to today as we process this teaching from Derek Prince.
Absolutely. I really, really believe with all of my heart that God is not seeking to disqualify us from hearing his voice or from experiencing his presence and his touch. As a matter of fact, he's consistently trying to break through, trying to press in, wanting us to receive his message, receive his presence, receive his fellowship. But often we miss it. I'm reminded of, Elijah in the Old Testament who was hiding in the cave, and a whirlwind passed by, but he said the Lord wasn't in the whirlwind, and then thunder came and the Lord wasn't in the thunder, but then there was a gentle breeze, a whispering, and the Lord was in that gentleness in that breeze. And often if we're listening for thunder or a whirlwind and God's whispering, we just miss it.
You know, I have a friend who speaks often about your history with God. And it's interesting, when you have a history with God, when you're journaling and you're paying attention to how God speaks to you, there are often phrases, there are often bits of poetry, books, phrases and sentences from movies that God has spoken to you with, and they get repeated. I went to a place once where I was speaking, but before I was speaking, they were going to gather around me and pray. And when they prayed, I think under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they began to pray in little phrases that had been used in various things God had used to speak to me. For example, one of the things that God has spoken to me through a great many times is that great poem by Robert Frost, A Road Not Taken, and A Road Less Traveled. And time and again, I can't tell you how many times this has happened, when somebody's praying for me or prophesying over me, a phrase from that poem gets worked in. It's almost like God's putting his little stamp in there to say, Stephen, this is me speaking. Well, that's just an example of how God speaks to us all the time. And I think many people who might be listening to this program, who might think, well, God might speak to, you know, whoever, Oral Roberts or Benny Hinn or the big name guys, but he's not speaking to me. I really believe it's not a matter of him not speaking. It's a matter of their need to recognize. And I say that not as a matter of condemnation, but rather as a matter of all of us asking God to open our eyes to his dealings with us.
Well, that's exactly right. And I agree. I suspect that there are large numbers of people hearing our voices right now who feel somewhat lost, who feel somewhat in need of a wonderful counselor. They're not sure what to do. They're seeking direction. They're seeking a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose. And when Jesus came in the flesh, he saw the people of Israel. He was moved with compassion because he saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd. I think he often looks at a lot of us and feels the same way and is moved with that same compassion, that he sees a disoriented, bleating, pitiful people that need a wonderful counselor, and that is precisely who he wants to be and manifest himself as in our lives.
You know, David, it's got to be a horrible, and I know that it is because I've experienced it, a horrible and depressing feeling to believe that God is not speaking to you.
Yeah.
To believe that you've somehow been left out or abandoned. And I wonder, we've only got a few minutes left here, but since your voice is much stronger than mine and you're better at this than I am, would you mind voicing a prayer, not so much encouraging the individuals, that's part of what we want, but primarily what we want is that their eyes are open to the wonderful dealings of God that already exist in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. Father, with everyone within the sound of my voice right now, Father, I lift them up to you, and I thank you for your compassion for them, for your desire for them, and that you sent Jesus Christ to be their wonderful counselor, their depositor of wisdom, their provider of insight, of direction, imparter of meaning and purpose into every aspect of their lives. Father, and I would ask that you would open their eyes to that, that they would hear your whispering when you whisper, that they would see your signing and your signaling when you signal, that they would recognize you in the voice of a wise counselor and a person that you send into their path, that they would see you speaking actively and in a living way in your word. I ask you, Father, for all of that for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, for those of you who are in that condition and for whom David has just prayed, log on to the website. I know it sounds like a technical thing I'm asking you to do, but websites are filled with information and revelation and people's teaching and learning, and it's not just a techno thing. It's not just a computer thing. If you'll log on to DerekPrince.org, you'll be able to learn all about Derek Prince Ministries, but more importantly, you'll be able to receive the word from these marvelous teachings by Derek Prince.
And let us hear from you as well. We would love to hear your testimonies, your prayer requests, your questions, and your words of encouragement. Please do let us hear from you.
Well, now tomorrow, Derek's going to be teaching about Jesus as the Prince of Peace. You're not going to want to miss it. So catch up on any teachings that you've missed. Call your friends together. And tomorrow, let's, just as we head into the Christmas season, really embrace the message that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To request your copy of Derek's heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And take this opportunity to show your support of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.